Now, the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, I spoke to her shortly before coming in here this morning. A number of different issues, including the SNA review and the North Kerry CAMS report, which is due to be published later today. I first of all asked her, though, about the roads funding that had been announced for Kerry.
Yeah, it's a very significant increase of €1.5 billion. And I really do want to express my thanks to my Fianna Fáil party colleague, Minister Dara O'Brien, as Minister for Transport. I think he absolutely recognises the importance of roads infrastructure. And we can see from what's being announced from Kerry, you know, fantastic, funding right across the county. And that includes, you know, the N86 Tralee to Dingle, which includes Tralee to Camp, and also Ballinasair and Ballygarrett. And that's almost €7 million of an investment. You know, the Ring of Kerry, €1.6 million. The Farn Four Killarney Bypass, €2 million. Significant investment in Carr Sabine. The Listowel Bypass further, you know, in the Listowel area further, €1 million. So, you know, crisscrossing the county. And it's we're also looking at, in actual fact, when you put the regional and the national roads together, we're looking at an investment of €65 million. So it's, you know, the much smaller network of roads, which are really, really vital to local communities. And you also have the national roads as well. So it's very, very significant. And as I say, I think Minister Dara O'Brien, in the role as Minister for Transport, recognises the importance of the roads infrastructure.
Is this to make up for years where investment wasn't up to scratch, particularly for those regional roads in Kerry?
Well, I think, to be fair, we're seeing right across the country. Like, I mean, there was, you know, progress in the last number of years. Like, we had, the Listowel Bypass and many others as well. And, you know, the significant funding every step of the way to ensure that we'd have the Farn Four Killarney Bypass. You know, that funding was provided. But I do want to say, I think, you know, Dara O'Brien in the role as a Fianna Fáil minister, I think he very much gets the importance of the roads infrastructure. And I think we're seeing that manifest here today in what he has produced. I also want to acknowledge as well the significant funding over the last number of years has come for greenways. You know, we see that right across Kerry, whether it's, Tralee to Fianna, the Listowel Greenway, and of course the significant funding now for the South Kerry Greenway. And right across the last number of years in government, I was really pleased that we saw other parts of the infrastructure in the county too. So that meant, for example, a new, park issuance in Amara, very important to West Kerry. We saw, the second highest allocation of sports allocations across the entire country in the last government came to Kerry. We saw, very enriched employment opportunities, big opportunities like the investment by Astellas of over €350 million in Tralee. And, I do want to say in my role as Minister for Education as well, there was unprecedented investment in school building programmes right across Kerry as well. So I think we need to get the balance right, but the opportunity was right here with Minister Dara O'Brien to ensure that we would have a road network that we could build on. And also just to say as well that, there will be further announcement in the years ahead as well in terms of the road network and other areas of infrastructure for Kerry, including, very importantly, Kerry Airport as well, which has seen significant uplift in the last number of years too.
Okay. And what do you say then to your constituency colleague and your government colleague, Michael Healy-Ray, who says the reason this increase has come about, the big increase particularly from last year, is because this time he and his brother Danny Healy-Ray are in government. They've been pushing for this, and this is what they've secured for Kerry.
Well, look, isn't that the cut and thrust of politics, really? You'll have everybody, laying claim and laying credit and everything else. That's the nature of politics. But I suppose I can point to the fact that we've a Fianna Fáil minister in the role now. We didn't have a Fianna Fáil minister in the role previously. I can point to the fact that, as always, I'll do the work. I'll keep doing the work, and the delivery will be there. And I'll let people decide for themselves at the end of the day.
Okay, even though it's a €14.2 million increase on what we received last year when he wasn't in government.
Yeah, but again, I'd have to say to you, we have a new government now. We have different ministers with different responsibility in place. For the first time, we have a Fianna Fáil minister the transport element of this. And I think that's significant. I think, all of us within the Fianna Fáil party, right across the parliamentary party, indeed our local councillors, have been agitating, particularly from a rural Ireland point of view, agitating around the importance of the roads infrastructure. And I think at the end of the day, it's the Fianna Fáil minister that has delivered upon it. I take, you know, everybody's role here. Everybody, you know, whether you're in opposition or whether you're part of a supporting government, everybody has a role to play in terms of highlighting the, I suppose, the roads infrastructure, and not just roads, other issues within the county as well. And so, you know, I welcome the support and the agitation and the advocacy of everyone. But at the end of the day, the minister who is sitting in the position to actually deliver is Minister Dara O'Brien, Fianna Fáil Cabinet Minister.
Okay, Minister, can I ask you on a separate issue? There has been a lot of concern over the last number of days and a pause now placed upon the programme of special needs allocation, special needs assistance allocation for the next school year in 2026-2027, starting in September. Before we talk about the specifics of what's happening in Kerry, this was very badly communicated, wasn't it? The changes that were coming through here, whether by the Department of Education or by the National Council for Special Education, it seems to have caught teachers and parents in particular unawares that this level of redeployment would be taking place, despite the large increase in allocation for next year.
Look, I do welcome the pause that has been announced by Minister Hildegard Nocton. I have spoken with the Minister. I welcome the decision that she has taken in relation to the pause. Look, everybody knows I've worked in education all my life, previously held the post of Minister for Education. And in my time in education, I can say to you that, you know, we more than doubled the number of special classes. We increased by 45% in the last 5 years the number of SNAs in place. And this year, there will also be an increase in the number of SNAs. And, you know, more than 45,000 professionals now work in the area of special education. I know the value of education. I know the incredible value of the SNAs. In fact, one of the last things I worked on and was announced there last year was that there would be a redeployment process for SNAs. And I think that was a very important concession for them. It was something that they wanted for many, many years. So I know the value of what they bring to the class. I know, for example, some children, one of the key reasons that they go into school is that they know they have the support of the SNA. So yeah. I don't underestimate that for anything.
So why did the government get it so badly wrong? The communication on this, the anger being expressed by teachers, by parents who were learning that, yes, from September, your SNA will be redeployed somewhere else where they're more needed.
Yeah, I think the Taoiseach himself has been very clear, and I think you would have heard him in the Dáil yesterday, his frustration around this as well. I think there should have been better engagements with the schools. I think we have an opportunity now to pause and to take a breath and to engage again with the schools, meet the needs of the schools, meet the needs of the young people who are benefiting from the role of the SNA. And I think this pause will allow us to do just that. I think it was the right decision.
Is it a pause or is it a shelving of the situation because it's become too politically toxic? Because the concern would be, if that happens, then what happens to the children who need the SNAs who were to be redeployed, where the population change has happened, the demographics have happened, and the numbers are needed, which would have happened if this redeployment did happen?
Yeah, I think schools themselves accept, you know, that, you know, needs change over time. You know, children move from primary school to post-primary school. Children might move from one school to another school. But I'm always conscious that there are more children coming in as well. But, you know, when the needs of the school change, then obviously nobody better recognises that. It happens every year in terms of all staff in schools, you know, that there will obviously be a change. But I think there is an opportunity to look at this again to ensure that the explicit needs within a school, including the needs that will arise in September of 2026, that they're also looked at. And so I look forward to the National Council for Special Education in conjunction with Minister Hildegard Nocton taking the time, taking the space to look at this again and ensure that the provision that needs to be there for the new students coming in September of 2026 for the 26-27 year will also be in place.
Does that work need to be done quickly? And is there a question now over the schools who are due to get extra SNAs next year? Is that also paused? And particularly, I know your part was involved in this, but the 18 Kerry schools that were to receive new special education classrooms for next year, is that now under question because of this pause, do you know?
Well, no, because I'd have to say to you, you know, when a school is designated a special class, that's designated, the allocation is there for six students, one teacher, two SNAs. That's the designation. So, and those classes are to go ahead. They were designated because they needed to go ahead and, you know, you're quite correct. I recognise that myself. You know, during my time as Minister for Education, I can say to you, during my time as Minister for Education, as I said earlier, doubled the number of special classes. For the first time, sanctioned 16 new special schools. There had been a stop put on the development of special schools prior to my time in the department. So I know the value of this area of special education. I do want to say I have engaged with Minister Hildegard Nocton. I'm really pleased that she has announced the pause. I think it would be an opportunity to ensure that the new classes that are designated, that they get, like there are 1,700 additional SNAs being provided for this year, bringing the number to 25,000 SNAs. So, you know, the numbers are there to allow for that. But I, in particular, think a look needs to be taken at the schools where, you know, some schools were losing quite an extraordinary number of SNAs. And that does have to be looked at. So, okay. It's my hope and expectation that it will be done as quickly as possible. I did hear the minister say that, you know, they're immediately getting down to that work with the National Council for Special Education. And I'd like to see it expedited as quickly as possible for the benefit of you know, the schools and the families. I know this has caused enormous trauma and distress to parents, to students, but also to the schools themselves, to the staff, to the principals, and, you know, all the school community, as it were.
Yeah. Okay, Minister, two brief other things to mention. News coming through that families of more than 300 children treated by the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services in North Kerry have been sent copies of a long-awaited review conducted following discovery of deficiencies in services there. The report was sent to families yesterday. It's expected to be published later today. I'd imagine you will be eagerly awaiting the outcome of that, like everybody else.
Absolutely, Gerry. And look, I don't think we can articulate sufficiently the distress and the trauma that has been experienced by families. And I know that today, again, you know, this brings it even more to the fore too. The reports have been sent to the families that they should receive them this morning. Minister Mary Butler will be bringing the report to Cabinet this afternoon. And following that, the report will be published later this evening. But it will only be published after the families themselves have actually received the report. And I think that's right and proper. I think they must be the first people to receive the report into their hand. I do want to say, Minister Butler, I have engaged with Minister Butler quite significantly in relation to this. And I know she will be travelling to Kerry on Thursday and Friday. I know she will be meeting with families. I know she will be meeting with CAMS teams. I know, no doubt, Gerry, she will be speaking with yourselves and others. And I think that's important too. But I do think that, you know, that respect to the families first, that they receive it first, that it wouldn't be published until they've received it. So the families first, it goes to Cabinet. There's a Cabinet meeting this afternoon. It will go to Cabinet this afternoon and then it will be published.
Yeah, briefly, I know we're pushing for time here now, but just there's also news from Cabinet today, I understand. You're to confirm the introduction of age restrictions on the use of social media. This is a tentative step, I'd imagine, in trying to see, maybe not as far as Australia's ban, but somewhere along the road. Would that be correct to say?
Yeah, I think it's hugely important that we take this step. Look, in my own time in education, I did introduce, and there was mixed views on it at the time, you know, the pouches to ensure that, you know, young people in school had maximum opportunities to engage with one another, could maximise their learning opportunities. I think it's really interesting to see almost 70% of all schools now have drawn down the funding for that, have it, you know, some type of system operation in the school, and that's notwithstanding those that already had a system in place. So I think as a society, we recognise more and more the need to ensure a better quality of life for our young people. So today, it is coming before Cabinet. There will be a pilot. It will be based on the, you know, MyGovID. And it's an opportunity, really. You know, we would have been very keen to move, you know, in alliance, I suppose, with the rest of Europe. But when that's not happening, we're very intent on moving ahead ourselves. So this is the first step today. And I think it's a positive one.
Okay, Minister, thanks very much for taking time to talk to me this morning.
Thanks, Gerry. Thanks very much.
That's Minister for Children, Norma Foley, with her views on those different things.